Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Right at 4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, Monday edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to come your way here on KGYM. We'll talk to Mike Halas, the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Busy sports weekend. He was at Iowa Penn State, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Super Bowl matchup coming up with Mike, and we'll do that here in just a little bit. We will get your reactions of the big wins over the weekend by Atlanta and New England. A little basketball talk as well, and a whole lot more. All that coming up on the Gym Class. Keep it right here to KGYM. We welcome you in from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And guess what? It's overcast again today. It is Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Welcome aboard, Scott Unash, alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. No Alex today. It's his turn to be under the weather, although Tyler's under the weather as well. You and I are just sitting ducks out here, Mark Dukes. That's all we're doing. We're just sitting ducks right here.
I'm about the 85% I usually am, so.
You're 85%?
I'm okay. I'm a little better than
man.
That. I'm okay.
So now it's just me. I am the sitting duck out here, getting ready to be taken down at any moment. Probably on my way to a basketball game tomorrow night.
Here's a Lysol for you.
I know. Trust me, I doused the place with Lysol Saturday morning. I think the remnants are still out there. We welcome you into the show here today. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up in just a little bit. Plenty to talk about. Basketball, wrestling, football, lots of things to go over. Of course, Friday night, just before we departed, and after the guys on the APC had the road trip down at Coach's Corner in Iowa City, it was the big Iowa-Penn State dual matchup, and Iowa had, a good go of it in the first half, and then it was all Penn State in the second half after intermission, and the Nittany Lions get that victory as they top Iowa. You and I went to Ames, beat Iowa State for the first time since 2003. Then you had basketball over the weekend. Iowa State with a comeback for the ages. 28-9 they were down to Oklahoma in the first half. Early Oklahoma, young team, hitting everything that they looked at. And then Iowa State came flying back, took it to double overtime, and got the win on the road. A win that they really needed. And then they have Kansas State coming up tomorrow night. That'll be a Tuesday night game. Beginning at 7 o'clock, we'll have it on 1600 AM for you at that time. Iowa was off over the weekend. Northwestern won last night. Another step closer to that initial appearance in the NCAA basketball tournament for the Fightin' Kitties up in Evanston. They went on the road at Ohio State to go to 5-2 in the Big Ten. I'm not ready to say there's a little bit of a separation between the top three or four teams in the Big Ten Conference as of yet, but maybe it's starting to appear that way. We can kick that around with you coming up. And then yesterday, and people are already talking about it around the country on the national talk shows and whatever. Oh, we're going to need to do something about these games. They've been pretty good as of late. You had two clunkers yesterday. But give credit to the Atlanta Falcons. Give credit to the New England Patriots. They both look like Super Bowl teams that they are yesterday.
Yeah, the Falcons in particular have put together a couple of very impressive performances, I think. And, the results, the margins of victory surprise me. But I think it's going to be a pretty good Super Bowl. And I think a lot of people are going to be rooting for Atlanta. Just because of the New England, they're there every year. At least this is the seventh time, I think, in the last 9 or 10 years for the Patriots. But another thing that struck me was, in the Super Bowl, you're going to have the stars like Brady and Belichick and Julio Jones. And then you've got a guy named Chris Hogan. Chris Hogan, folks, for the Patriots. You know where he played his college football?
I do not.
Monmouth in New Jersey.
He was a lacrosse player, wasn't he?
Played 3 years of lacrosse at Penn State. And he was the leading receiver yesterday for the New England Patriots. Where do they get these guys?
You know what? If you're not a Patriots fan, and I think it's to the point now that you either root for the New England Patriots or you're anti-New England Patriots. It's kind of got to the point where they're the Cowboys or other teams like that. But I will say this. All due credit going out to Bill Belichick, because the guy, either he has the longest and most successful contract with the devil I've ever seen, or the guy can coach football. And I think it's the guy can coach football, because like you said, he brings in this guy like Hogan coming in, an Edelman who was a quarterback in college, and just these guys turn into all pros.
Throw out all the measurables that they go through the NFL Combine.
I mean, it's amazing.
These guys wouldn't measure up, would they?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't even be invited to the NFL Combine. He puts together a very good staff. They come up with a great game plan. I think Pittsburgh helped them out yesterday because of the fact that the Steelers just did not have a very solid game plan. When you get down to the half-yard line, and this is not a Steeler problem, it's an NFL problem. It's basically two-thirds passing now. Mm-hmm. Brady threw 45 times yesterday in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going to run, you show it. You're going to line up behind a fullback. So New England puts 10 in the box. And they still run it twice. And ended up getting a field goal. And that was the turning point of that game in the first half. After that, it was just all New England as the Patriots stormed to the win. And they're back to Tom Brady's seventh Super Bowl. And they're going to be a favorite in the game. Probably will win the game. I think a lot. I'm with you, though. I think a lot of the country is going to be pulling for the Atlanta Falcons in 2 weeks.
Well, I think another story is that you week in and week out, we all talk about the great coaches in the league, certainly Belichick and others. I sat there watching the Atlanta-Green Bay game yesterday wondering how many folks out there really knew who the head coach was for Atlanta.
They do now. Well, they should know who he is now. Dan Quinn.
Yeah, it's not Dan Reeves anymore. It's Dan Quinn, yeah. But seriously, I don't think a ton of people probably knew who the head coach was,
and
what a job he's done.
Well, yeah, and you take a look, and the Atlanta Falcons are doing things offensively. Until just recently, until the playoffs have started, the Falcons have not received their due this year, what they have done on the offensive side of the football. They are breaking and coming close to breaking records set by the greatest show on turf with Kurt Warner and the St. Louis Rams a few years ago, with Bruce and with all those guys, with Marshall Faulk. And all those offensive records that they put out. This Atlanta Falcon team is nearing that and surpassing that as far as some of the records are concerned. A lot of people are already saying this is not going to be a defensive Super Bowl. When you get to championship games, I don't care what it is, what sport it is, defense always seems to win in these things. That's why I'm probably at this point, and we're 13 days out, edging my vote to the New England Patriots. But After the weekend, maybe that's good for the Falcons, because I didn't do too well in the Carl and Ernie's pick six.
Nor did I. 319-366-1600 is our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, and also our phone line. We are producerless right now, so I encourage you to use the text line. 0978, as a Cowboys fan, it was great to see the Packers choke. Rodgers is not a top 10 quarterback of all time. Go Falcons. I'd take Rodgers to quarterback my team in a minute.
I would take Rodgers. You had me until that. I would take Rodgers.
7509, I would just like to say, do you remember when the Vikings were 5-0 and I said the Cowboys will make the playoffs and the Vikings won't? Do you have any comments on me being right?
Congratulations. You have a comment?
Yeah, the Vikings were pretenders at that time and kind of showed that. The Cowboys had a terrific year. I don't think anybody could have predicted what Dak Prescott did, and to a certain extent, Ezekiel Elliott. But, yeah, the Cowboys had a wonderful year.
Would the Cowboys have beaten the Falcons?
Well, I don't know. In Atlanta?
No, it would have been in Dallas.
Oh, it would have been in Dallas. That's right.
It would
have
been in Dallas. Boy, that would have been a great
game. Falcons are growing on me.
Can they keep it up, though? Can they keep it up? That is...
big question.
That's the big question. And can they do it against the Patriots? You give Bill Belichick 2 weeks to get ready for you? Man. I mean, that's going to be tough. And I like Quinn as a coach. Really like Quinn as a coach.
The mighty Quinn.
The mighty Quinn. And I don't know. Patriots have sold me. They have sold me. I picked Pittsburgh yesterday, and Pittsburgh looked like
that. I did as well.
Pittsburgh looked like they were still outside of their hotel at about 3:40 in the morning sleepwalking. How many people were surprised by that, huh? Absolutely nobody. Absolutely nobody. That's the oldest trick in the book, but whoever did that is going to think that, man, they won the game from the New England Patriots yesterday. Got those Steelers out of bed and got them out there in the cold.
Some 25-year-old kid did it, I guess.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of New England, Alex Kuhn was the only one to pick the Patriots to cover the 5.5-point spread in the Carl and Ernie's pick six. The other five of us had gone with Pittsburgh. He is the winner of this week's Carl and Ernie's pick six, 4-2, and he won a tiebreaker with Sean Krantz.
Oh, very good.
Sean also 4-2, but the tiebreaker was Peter Jock points, and he scored 14. Alex had 32, Sean had 42, but the Afternoon Players Club gaining a game, not nearly enough, as Jim Class still 14 games ahead of the APC with, I think, just 1 week left, right? Is that sewed up?
Two weeks?
Okay.
2 weeks left. Todd is already searching Ivy League schedules as we speak, trying to find games to fill this week. Hockey and Ivy League basketball. You can't beat that on a Friday.
98-96. Would Le'Veon Bell being healthy have made the game closer?
Oh, he would have helped. Definitely would have helped, but I don't think even a talent like Le'Veon Bell, I don't think wins that game for Pittsburgh yesterday. New England just dominated. Atlanta just dominated. I hope it's a better Super Bowl. By the way, we'll have all the Super Bowl festivities coming up. That will be a week from this Sunday. And we'll have it on all three of our frequencies. I think they have everything starting at about 1 o'clock or something like that. But just plan on all day listening here on KGYM. 3:16. We're going to talk to Mike Halas. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. A couple pieces of college football news to let you know about. One on the recruiting front for the Iowa Hawkeyes, and no, it has nothing to do with Oliver Martin as of yet. Still no word on where the Iowa City West standout is going to go. But there is another in-state player that will be going to the University of Iowa as a preferred walk-on, and that is something that Kirk Ferentz has had a lot of success with over the past several years. And the latest preferred walk-on is going to be West Des Moines Valley kicker Cole Hahn, who is the All-State kicker for the Valley Tigers this year. He had a very successful season. He had a very successful season. Very strong leg. And even though he was not offered a scholarship per se, he is considered by at least one of the recruiting services. And again, take this with a grain of salt, I guess. But one of the recruiting services has him listed as the number 15 kicker in the country. And that's without getting a scholarship. But he is said today that he is going via Twitter, and I believe the Register also having that as well, that he is going to go to the University of Iowa. And he will be an invited walk-on for the Hawkeyes.
Well, Keith Duncan handled the chores last year, and he's got 3 years remaining, right?
Correct.
Ron Caluzzi handled kickoffs. He's gone.
That is correct.
Did an excellent job for the Hawkeyes.
Colton Rastetter looks like he's going to be the guy to step in out of Clayton Ridge in Guttenberg, Iowa. So, Racinos is in there as well.
At a minimum, adds to the competition. We'll see.
Oh, absolutely. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with that. The other piece of football news coming out, you were wondering what our friend Jim Harbaugh is doing, right?
Always.
Always. Well, pack your bags if you're a Wolverine. Last year, they went to Florida for spring ball. This year, they're going to Rome, Italy. For a week of education and spring drills. That is according to the official Twitter account, UMich football.
What must that cost?
I have no idea. I have no idea. This is the official release. Michigan football will travel to Rome, Italy after finals toward the end of winter semester in April for an extraordinary life experience during the spring practice season. The players and staff will use three of the allotted 15 spring football practices in Rome, training at AS Roma, the professional Italian football, quotations, soccer club in the city. They will be immersed in the culture of Italy. The team will visit historic landmarks, spend time with youth at orphanages, and visit deployed U.S. military in the country, amongst other team activities. The experience will culminate with a youth clinic, and the team will play a scrimmage that will be open to the Italian public. God bless Jim Harbaugh.
Anybody in Italy care about college football?
Well, they must. They're going to get them to care, by golly. They're going to get them over there and get that the youth to go into football. That's what they're going to do. It's a great way to get people to Michigan, right? To get recruits to Michigan.
If you're a beat writer, do you get to go and cover spring football?
I doubt it.
Huh?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
It's the only reason I'd be for it.
I know, but like I said, I highly doubt it that that would be the case. But if you're a recruit, say, I don't know, somebody around here, not going this year, but would that be the final piece to the puzzle to say, oh, I'm going to go to Michigan? That sounds like a lot of fun. They're going to Rome this year. Heck, where are we going to go next year? Hawaii?
Yeah.
The Bahamas? Whatever the case may be. Yeah. So there you go. The latest from our favorite travel agent.
As I've always said, the kids don't get paid, but they get plenty of perks. Yeah. That's for sure.
All right. 20 minutes past the hour of 3. Imagine that will probably come up with Mr. Haas.
You ever been to Rome?
I've never been.
Well, neither have I.
I've never been to the continent, Mark. Never been to the continent. Never even thought about it. Although, you know what? I would like to go to Scotland, maybe England.
Gee, why, Scott?
Gee, well, there's, you know, pubs and golf.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't turn it down either.
Absolutely not.
No, there you go. So we're in agreement of that. All right, 21 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. We will take a break, come back. Mike Halas will be joining us, and we will talk about the weekend's activities in the world of sports with Mike from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We'll do it after this. You're listening to The Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Things you love to hear. The IRS called and you overpaid. Your boss is giving you a raise. And the winter sale is on at Holly Shop for Men. The giant winter sale at Holly Shop for Men will save you up to 50% on quality fashion outerwear, suit shirts and ties up to 50% off, and up to 70% on casual pants, sports shirts, and sweaters. Tons of dress slacks and dress shirts on sale. It's quality savings. It's what you deserve. I tell you more, but I gotta get to Holly's for the big winter sale. Holly Shop for Men, Lindale Mall.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Hi, I'm Amelia, and at my age of 14, I just don't want to be tied down with any long-term commitments. If computers at your business break, call Network Computer Solutions, and they'll fix the problem quickly and just charge you for the work they do. No contracts are needed that tie you down. You've got plenty of time to worry about commitments later. We have our whole lives ahead of us.
Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223, Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
One and a two and a one and a two.
Oh, Jerry, I just can't. My muscles are so sore.
What you need is some soothing relief. When I get aches and pains, I just reach for the Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm? Does that really work?
You bet it does. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief. Tiger Balm works where it hurts.
Jerry Rice, after all these years, you still get sore?
You try dancing with a linebacker sometime.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Bomb. It works where it hurts.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
We're reading more about the trip to Italy by the Michigan football team. This skirts the Michigan rule that the NCAA voted on, which prohibits off-campus practices during institutional vacation periods. So this is, Mark, they are missing school time to go to Italy.
It's educational, Scott.
Well, I know that, but
it's like taking a field trip during class time.
Where does it end? Michigan's going to Rome, it sounds like, for three of their spring practice days.
We're learning more about the Patriots alarm trigger man as well. We'll get to that after we talk to Mike Colas.
Yeah, he's got some very interesting things to say. Mike Colas set to join us right now. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. We strongly encourage you to do that. Also, a great follower on Twitter, a great follow, I should say, at Halas. And just go ahead and read his stuff. And, good Monday, Mike. And the first question, of course, when we found out about Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines going to Rome, Mark asked, does that mean the beat reporters get a go?
Why not?
I don't think that's going to be the case.
How do we get Iowa to do Paris and Barcelona and Amsterdam?
The heck with that. The Bahamas, somewhere warm,
yeah,
man.
There you go.
In all your travels to various hotel rooms around the country, Mike, if you had an alarm pulled in the middle of the night, anything stranger than that?
Oh, you know, you blot out most of that stuff, but if you stay in hotels enough, oh boy, you know, it's not a great existence. No. I felt sorry for the Steelers and I mean, one time, this was just within the last 6 months. I opened up a hotel dorm room, and this was a decent hotel, and there were two dogs standing out right outside the door like they were waiting for me. And I didn't have anything for them.
Felt if you could stay there, they could too.
I guess. This has become an accepted practice now. The dogs in hotels is just fine, and, you know, you start to sound like a crank, but I wish they'd consulted me on some of these rule changes.
Well, the NCAA, I'm sure, is going to consult Michigan. They already had the Michigan rule that you couldn't do this during vacation periods, but now they're going to take, sounds like they're going to take school time off to go to Rome for a week.
Well, just when you think that you've got the answers, Jim Harbaugh changes the questions.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. Does this take the word student-athlete, the words student-athlete, and kind of pull it one way or another, I guess, a little bit more?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't really know. I'm not even aware of the story, to tell you the truth. I've had my nose buried in something else today, but I'm not sure if there's anything to really be gained from a football standpoint going to Rome.
Or you can get some recruits, I would imagine. Hey, where are they going to go next year?
Yeah, I guess you want to corner that market in Italy, but I think they can do better.
Hey, Mike, were you disappointed as I was, others were, in the conference championship games yesterday? And what are your thoughts about the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, they were boring.
Yeah.
So, but that's, you know, stuff that happens, sports. Not every game is going to be a gem. The playoffs, outside of that Green Bay-Dallas game, I don't really remember any playoff game that grabbed me, but I didn't spend much time watching them yesterday. I watched the start, you know, the Green Bay game, but boy, it became apparent early that Green Bay wasn't going to stop them, and they didn't.
And same thing with New England. And I tell you, the more and more, I don't get to watch the Patriots very often, but what Belichick does, I mean, finding lacrosse players from Monmouth College,
yeah,
and suddenly they're catching 150 yards of passes or whatnot in an AFC championship game. The man is an amazing coach.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to their seventh Super Bowl in under him. And I think I read that like 22 NFL teams don't have seven playoff wins in that time.
Yeah.
So in a league that it supposedly is oversaturated with parity, it's really not. You know, I mean, Atlanta's a cute story and all that, I guess, but, this New England thing in the Super Bowl, this is a story that we've read before, and before that, and before that, and before that. But I think people don't protest too much because everybody enjoys dynasties, whether they say they don't or not.
Well, you're either for it or you're against it.
Yeah. Right. Strong feelings, one way or the other. The biggest villains draw the best ratings.
Yeah, and right now, no bigger villain than the Patriots as far as the National Football League is concerned. Of course, we all remember the only other appearance the Atlanta Falcons had in the Super Bowl. It had a very strong Iowa connection there with one of the Falcons' touchdowns in a game that was not a very, very closely played contest.
Yeah, Tim Dwight.
Yep.
I remember that. I also remember very little else from that.
Yeah. I would. I think a lot of people would agree with you because it wasn't a very close contest.
But they've got a good team. I mean, there's no fluke about them at all. I mean, boy, the way they just mopped up Seattle and Green Bay, very entertaining team.
And my first grandchild was born in that Atlanta Super Bowl, so that's the only reason I remember that.
It was a Sunday.
It was indeed.
That part I remember. It was on a Sunday, right?
It was. The birth was early, and I was able to watch the Super Bowl. tell us about Fran McCaffrey seeing red over the weekend, or last game.
They said that it was just one call, but McCaffrey was mad most of that game. The first half, it was at his own team. He gets mad, he gets real mad. And I sit about 12, 14 rows behind him, which on some nights would make it hard to hear him, but quite often I can hear him quite clearly during timeouts.
What advice is he giving you?
Well, he's not talking to me, but, I wouldn't want to be too much closer than that because, he might tell me I'm doing a lousy job of watching the game or something, but, I wrote about that. Because it seemed like right after the game, all kinds of people were commenting on it, and people from around the country. It wasn't something, if that game hadn't been on TV, nobody would have known about it. I wouldn't have cared much about it. But it was, once again, he was putting out this image of himself to the country that, some would argue isn't too great. And it goes both ways. What you find is that McCaffrey fans say that he's fiery and he sticks up for his players and et cetera, et cetera, and they love him for it, and I get it. And then there are others who say that he goes over the line and he behaves embarrassingly sometimes, and, the ranting and the occasional obscenity and all that doesn't play well with some people. I get that, too. Here's what you find is that when it's your coach, he's fiery, and when it's somebody else's coach, he's kooky.
Yeah.
And, either way, however you perceive it, it's not the biggest, it's
not the biggest story going. It was, you know, to me, it was a one-night thing and, you know, on to the next thing.
Well, and the other thing, too, when he's your coach and you're winning, it's fiery. When things aren't going so well, then people start to get maybe a little different perception of what is taking place. And I know you you commented on that.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, Scott. But here's the deal. I mean, look, in Indiana, you could listen for days on end from Hoosier fans telling you, you don't understand. Bobby Knight's a wonderful guy, et cetera. And there were a lot of aspects about him that I think probably were quite wonderful. But it's all about perception and image and what do people see in the narrow amount of time they get to see somebody. That's how judgments are made. So you either accept it or you get mad at it, but always it's in your power to control. And when, you know, how you present yourself, that is, and then everybody else makes those determinations.
3:35 on the Jim Class, talking with Mike Alas, Gazette sports columnist here today. David, on the text line, Mike, I wanted to ask you, where are all the fans for home games? I mean, you were at the wrestling meet on Friday night. That was the biggest crowd they've had there for any sport for a while, right?
Yep. That's a good question. I was looking at the numbers just before I got on the phone with you guys, and what I found is, first of all, Iowa has dropped like 2,000 fans a game this season, which really surprises me. I mean, they're coming off three straight NCAA tournaments, and usually you sustain ticket selling, even when you know that this is going to be a rebuilding year. But that's a big drop. But I looked at the whole Big Ten, and most teams have dropped in attendance this year. Not all, but many. I mean, Minnesota's under 10,000, Illinois down, others marginally so, Michigan's down. And I suspect that this is a national thing. Starting times have a lot to do with it. I've heard so many complaints from people about the starting times at Iowa games, which, of course, are, you know, almost all dictated by television. 6 o'clock games aren't any good. They're hard to get to for people. 8 o'clock games aren't any good during the week. That puts a strain on people. And I think what people have found more and more and more over the years is that they can live without the in-person experience because, you know, games are going to be on TV and maybe some of the games aren't that attractive to them. Maybe they're more pick and choose with games as opposed to getting season tickets because they don't want to be buying tickets for games they're going to have hard times getting to. And, you know, it's a buyer's market.
It is, and it's not an Iowa problem. As you mentioned, you went down the litany of Big Ten teams there. Just noticing on television, there I go right there, Iowa, Oklahoma over the week, Iowa State, Oklahoma over the weekend was half full in Norman. Oklahoma State's drawing flies right now to their basketball program. And there's so many other things to do, good or bad, right now, especially the under the 30 crowd. And saying that, though, you know, kudos to Iowa State. I mean, their students are there in mass for every game. Iowa student section right now, and, you know, there's no way to sugarcoat this, is half empty.
You're talking basketball, but same token, right. You watch that wrestling meet on Friday night, that looked like a whole lot of fun and a lot of
energy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, it was the marquee meet on their home schedule. And, you know how Iowa wrestling fans are. They don't want to see massacres. Well, they do, but they want to see massacres against good teams. They don't get turned on by you beating the worst team in the conference 40-0, but they want to see you beat Penn State. They want to see you beat Ohio State. And they want to see you beat the best. And also, I think they appreciate watching the best, which Penn State's got a lot of. The atmosphere was great. It lost its energy in the second half of that meet when things got away from Iowa. But for the first four or five bouts, it was, you know, that place was jumping. It was fun stuff.
Well, especially for that many overtime criteria match. People that follow wrestling, you know, the KJs and people around there are saying that was the best match in the country this year that everybody got to see on Friday night.
Yeah, well, it was one of those deals where, I mean, they went at it for 11 minutes, and you were transfixed for 11 minutes because you never once were confident how the thing was going to turn out. And it was tit for tat the whole way. And we're talking about the Penn State wrestler, Zane Rutherford. There were people who wondered if anybody would come within 10 points of him this year or next year.
Yeah.
And no one had this season. And then here you go in Iowa City. You know, it's a whole different deal. And Brandon Sorensen pushes him for 11 minutes and loses by 1 point. So that was pretty good drama.
Couple comments on our text line relating to discussions about attendance at Iowa basketball. I think this is the third year in a row. 6739 says, hearing the Hawks are young and rebuilding. Joe at 3560 would love to know the percentage of Iowa basketball tickets sold to people living in Cedar Rapids. He agrees with you, Mike. The 6 and 8 o'clock starts are tough.
Yeah, and now they play Ohio State Saturday night. I think it's at 7.
Yes.
And so that's double good for Iowa. Good starting time, and it's a Saturday game, which they don't have that many of those anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They still have Indiana on the home schedule. That'll be a big crowd. I don't care when they play that game. And I'd have to look. I used to be able to tell you this stuff by memory, but Nebraska comes in here. I don't know how that one will do, but yeah, I mean, and those non-conference games, you say to yourself, well, yeah, they played four or five stiffs, but they do that every year, you know. Here's the thing. In the Tom Davis era and early in the Steve Alford era, they sold the place out almost every game. And there were three seasons, two of them in Davis's time and then Alford's second year, where they sold out every game. This used to be the norm. This was the norm at Iowa, 15,500. In fact, it would be a story when a non-conference game might have 14,750, and people would say, oh, my gosh, they didn't sell out. So the world has changed.
You're not getting, I mean, yeah, and you can complain about it all you want, but it's not going to go back. The days of the schedule was perfect when you had your Big Ten traveling partner. And you played Thursday and Saturday, but
yeah.
Television came in and dictated.
That said, there are exceptions to that. I mean, Creighton, I don't know what they're averaging over there in Omaha, but it's through the roof. Nebraska gets 15,000 people a game. They've got a
new arena,
almost brand new arena. And they've really developed an affinity for basketball over there, which has surprised a lot of people. Michigan State has had sellouts every game for I don't know how long. Wisconsin, you know, I think it's whatever their arena holds, they're getting close to it on an average. But those are exceptions. Those are not the rules.
Very true. The other games in Iowa City, Nebraska's a Sunday at 1 o'clock. Illinois is a Saturday at 1 o'clock, and then Indiana is the following Tuesday, and that is an 8 o'clock game.
That's tough. They've had so few Saturdays the last few years, and that's a BTN thing, and that's too bad. I mean, I it's not just me. I can't get into Sunday college basketball, and I sense that a lot of people feel the same way.
Circle back to the Super Bowl, Mike, and I know you've seen this tweet from A.J. Blazek. Scott, most players who will play in Super Bowl 51 from which school?
For both the two rosters?
Yes.
I have not seen that tweet.
A.J. Blazek is a coach at Rutgers. Rutgers will have five players in the Super Bowl. One more than Alabama, LSU, and Stanford.
Let's hear it for the State College of New Jersey.
Well, speaking of players in the Super Bowl, you've written about a former Hawkeye, Mike. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I threw something online today. Jonathan Bavanel has been with the same team for 12 years, which I don't see a lot of.
No.
He was drafted by the Falcons in 05 out of Iowa and has had a stellar career. Contributed this season. In fact, sacked Russell Wilson a week ago in the, whatever they call it, the divisional playoff. I call it a semifinal. And he's going to the Super Bowl for the first time. And here's a guy who's played, he's only missed seven games in 12 years. And this was a guy who came to Iowa as a fullback out of Texas. He came here because Carl Jackson, who coached with Hayden Fry and then later with Kirk Ferentz, in between those two times, Jackson was the high school coach in Port Arthur, Texas, where Bavanel played, and recommended that Iowa give this guy a scholarship. He came up, he's a fullback, he broke his leg when he was a second-year freshman, but they eventually converted him to a defensive lineman, and the rest is history.
Yeah. He would have been here a lot sooner if Iowa could have gone to Rome.
Yeah. Well, there's another former Hawkeye would have been in the game without injury, though, too, and that's Adrian Claiborne.
Right. Yeah, right. Adrian Claiborne got hurt in that Seattle game, which, you know, it's a shame. I always enjoyed Adrian as a personality as well as a player, but, you know, that's football. We saw him getting marched off the field yesterday in those games.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I don't know if a couple more texts here, Mike. 4398 wonders how Iowa single game tickets cost compared to the rest of the Big Ten. I'm guessing you don't know that at this point.
I do not. I guess it's a good question, but I wouldn't think there's enormous difference.
2523, look at the age of the fans. 82-85, I remember when Alford came and he had a guy go onto the court and pump people up before the game. Ever since then, the games aren't more exciting to watch live. I wish they did more to make games more of an event and not just a basketball game.
Yeah, that's a constant issue that they're evaluating and working on. And I mean, this year they started using pyrotechnics before the game. And
I don't think that's bringing people in, though.
I don't think so either. I think what it does is make you worried that you're going to get burned. I mean, they're really crazy with this fire down there, and they had it before during the wrestling meet, too. And,
yep.
You know, it's are you going to a sporting event or a Motley Crue concert? I gotta think that the average age of the Iowa basketball crowd sees the fire, and the first thing they think is, gee, I hope I didn't leave the stove on at home.
And they're out of there. They're out of there with 10 minutes to go anyway. But that has always been a complaint at
Just
Carver Hawkeye
Arena. I think he's talking about my age group.
No. We're all in there. Motley Crue.
Yeah, Motley Crue.
I remember them. We were rocking to them in our day. Yeah, and we can talk about that for another hour as far as attendance. And like I said, I don't. It's not exclusively an Iowa problem. There are a lot of places around the country, a lot of big right. name programs that aren't drawn.
But you know what? If you had a team that was in the top 10 right now, all you would have to say is day and time.
Yeah.
They'll come.
Would you like
to automatic, I'll be there no matter what. Nope, not anymore.
How about being the Northwestern beat writer this year, Mike?
They're very good.
They are very good.
I mean, they're not just decent. They're very good by today's college basketball standards. I haven't seen much of them, but when I saw that game against Iowa last week, it's like they're very good.
Yeah.
They shoot the ball well. They defend well. They block shots. They block a lot of shots, and their ball handling is pretty slick. It's they're going to the NCAAs, and I just wonder if they can hang in the Big Ten title race. I'm not sure I'd be surprised at this point.
Well, they're doing things that they haven't done in years. Witness yesterday and winning for the first time at Ohio State in, 40 years, yeah. Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was a tough win for them, and they came out of there with it. They it's going to be a great story.
It is.
They go to the tournament. I mean, first time ever, not first time in – I think it's first time ever, right, if they go?
Yeah, it's first time ever. First time
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
And they can't get people to sell out Welsh Ryan Arena.
No, I mean, look, it's a small school, and it's in a pro market, and they know who they are, but the fact that they can compete like they do and have in football by and large for the last 20 years is very interesting.
Yeah. Interesting stuff this week, I'm sure, Mike, that you'll be letting the people know about as we get closer and closer to the Super Bowl. And read all that at thegazette.com. And I'll also follow you on Twitter at Halas. And any words of wisdom as we depart for this Monday? Motley Crue songs, anything like that?
I don't know. It's a Monday in January in Iowa. Just me standing up to talk on the phone seems like I've got a moral victory.
Well, a victory to all of us then for talking sports.
Yeah. Way to go, everybody.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Mike, appreciate the time and always good talking with you.
Okay.
Mike Halas joins us on Mondays here on the Gym Class 350.
KGYMRadio.com. You can find our poll question there and all the upcoming programming. Are you looking forward to this year's Super Bowl matchup? Yes or no? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Appreciate that. At 3:50 here on the Monday edition of the program. Don't forget, coming up on Friday, KGYM's Road Trip. APC will be broadcasting live once again at Coach's Corner, 749 Mormontrek Boulevard in the Walden Square. 12 televisions, great food, cold drinks, great place to go on a Friday. And they'll be there from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. KGYM swag. And other prizes, including, and it's listed right here, a pair of WWE Live Road to WrestleMania tickets coming in February at the U.S. Cellular Center. So there you go.
A couple more texts on the Iowa basketball situation, 43.98. I'm 35. I had my basketball season ticket since Alford's last year. The majority of my area of my section is retired. I get yelled at regularly for standing.
I've seen it in person. I know where you come from.
Josh and Ely says it's a high school issue, too. Scott can attest to that.
Oh, yeah. And we were talking about this over our gathering at lunch today. And I have never seen worse crowds at high school events than I have this year, especially with the students. And I hate to see that. But you've got a lot of things going on right now. And even the students that are there, I don't know how much of the game they're watching because they're looking down and those thumbs are moving.
Mm-hmm.
All the technology we have nowadays at our disposal has really cut into things. Plus, I think, and not so much at the high school level, but I think you're getting to the point now, and I even saw this in the NFL this fall with looking at panning around in crowds. I think you're getting to the point that the prices are just getting to the point where people are saying enough, and we're not going to do this anymore.
Let's be honest, it's a little bit TV, too.
It's a lot TV. A lot TV. No doubt about that. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and have more of the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Stay tuned. More after this.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years. So you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, it's Mike, founder of Dollar Shave Club. Our millions of members agree, changing your blade each week, or whenever you want, makes for the most incredible shaving experience imaginable. The big razor corporations will ask you to milk your old blades for weeks and weeks and weeks. Gross. But not Dollar Shave Club. We deliver a full pack of amazing razors for just a few bucks, so you can change whenever. Don't take my word for it. I'm trying to sell you something. Ask one of our millions of members. You definitely know one. Join now at DollarShaveClub.com. That's DollarShaveClub.com.
This is the sound of everyday engine threats like gunk, wear, and corrosion, unleashing their wrath on your engine. Now, this is the sound of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, providing the best total engine protection you can get. Period. Think all premium fuels are the same? Think again. Choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus today.
Where are we driving?
You said you wanted to get a fridge for the man cave.
Yeah, so?
You know the LG in my garage?
I love that fridge.
It was less than half price.
No way.
Way? I got it right here, under 380 at the end of the S-curve.
I didn't even know this place was here.
Now you do. So let's go get your man cave fridged up.
Scratch and Dent Appliance Warehouse. Brand new high-end appliances for half price or less. Under Interstate 380 at the end of the S-curve in Cedar Rapids.
ScratchandDentCR.com.
We should get tickets and fly to that game. That would be awesome.
You know I can't afford that, man.
Come work for Mediacom like me. Then you can.
My job's all
right. Right. You work really hard and never have any money.
I know.
Doing direct sales at Mediacom. I know the harder I work, the more money I make, and I meet a lot of people.
That does sound better.
It is better. Go look at MediacomCable.careers, buddy.
Earn what you deserve as a direct sales representative for Mediacom. They have openings in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Apply now at MediacomCable.careers.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
We are back to wind things up on the Monday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Emil's Hideaway poll question is up and running at KGYMradio.com. Are you looking forward to this year's Super Bowl matchup? Yes or no? Right now, about 75% of you say yes. It's like we talked about with Mike. You get a dynasty out there, and one way or another, you're very happy to see them. You want to see them lose, or you want to see them win? Speaking of that, dynasties.
Coming up, go that far.
Well, I know. I'm sorry. I may have taken a giant step there. But tomorrow on this very program, this very show, it will be our 10th anniversary, Mark. Our 10th year. We started on January 24th, 2007 to bring fine programming to the people of Eastern Iowa. And I hope for the most part we've done that. We've had our ups, we've had our downs.
Sometimes we've succeeded, sometimes not so much. Yeah.
But we will talk about that, maybe the ups tomorrow. More of the ups and maybe the downs tomorrow. But we'll have fun with that on our 10th anniversary show tomorrow.
Yeah, we've had a lot of great guests, and we'll talk about some of them tomorrow. But it's been a great ride, and the reward is that folks like you out there listen, and that's that means a lot to us.
And you communicate with us and, you know, sometimes give us suggestions. And we do appreciate that.
By the way, a traditional 10-year gift is tin or aluminum, okay?
Aluminum?
A modern is diamonds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just looked that up.
Excellent. That's good to know. Maybe we can get some diamonds tomorrow. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. But we'll have that. KJ Pilcher will also join us coming up tomorrow. We will talk high school wrestling. We'll probably talk some college wrestling as well, since he was covering Iowa State and Penn State on Friday night. So we'll get his views before we talk to Mark Ironside about that coming up as well. That'll be on Wednesday.
Later in the week, John Cranton will join us. We'll break down probably the Super Bowl, I would guess, and some of the big basketball games coming up.
Yep, and Kevin Lehman's going to join us also coming up this week as well. Talk college basketball, and we'll do that with Kevin coming up on the Friday edition of the show. The APC is coming your way next. Todd and Tyler will be here, and they will discuss the weekend in the world of sports, much like we did, and they will talk about the Super Bowl as well, with the Patriots taking on the Atlanta Falcons. Tonight, we've got Cyclone Call-In Show coming your way at 7 o'clock at 1600 a.m. Tomorrow night, high school basketball and college basketball. Big boys matchup, Dubuque-Hempstead at Prairie. We'll have that on 107.5. That will be at 7:30. City High West coming up tomorrow, and Iowa State's and Kansas State tomorrow as well.
Yeah, your toilet's definitely clogged, but I think I found the problem. Sir, is this your action figure?
Yes, I sent him in to check.